Elizabeth starting a meeting. Hello, Elizabeth.
Okay. Public comment? Anybody? Any approval of the minutes?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Hey, Bill.
Billing, I had about four billings this month. I did not send the paperwork over to you. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
The
we'll catch up.
At Corp Care, you have three physicals at Corp Care. They were done. Medical occupational members. Jason Vincent paying back for some payment for some postage for sending out meters, gas meters for service. England Hardware, there was one bill, $34, $38. And J&S Radio, $395 for a new a replacement auto eject on service 134. It went bad. Yep.
In the seat. Okay. All right. I guess we got the correspondence from the, we got nothing from the town or anything that I got.
Didn't see anything, no.
Correspondence from the chief.
Okay, welcome. Good evening. Good to see you. I'm going to hide for a little while more, for a few months, get out of this cold season. I've talked to three people today that have major colds, and if I catch a cold, I'm in trouble. So good to see you on video. Christmas is canceled, by the way, at the Dixon's house. It's canceled. let's see. Let's go back here. 33 calls since our last meeting. Nothing really major. We had a structure fire up on Lookout Landing at 10 minutes after 5 in the morning. A Flex Amazon driver was driving down the road and delivered a package, and he was out of his vehicle. He heard some crackling. He looked over and saw a fire in the woods, so he called 911. Turned out to be a fire in a some kind of a package outside a garage door that the homeowner had left there. And it caught on fire and was starting to burn the garage. Staff got there very quickly and extinguished the fire while six people were sound asleep in their house. So thanks for Pete Mora for really evacuating the house and getting things moving over there. We had mutual aid to Andover for a structure fire. Maybe Matt could talk about that. I was not there. And Hebron, we went to a structure fire and we got put in standby in their station. Had a number of EMS calls, one motor vehicle accident down at Alltown, Fortown, or four lane intersection down there. Matt, you want to comment on any of those? Andover or Alltown?
Yeah, Andover. We had the ladder truck and the engine go. I was staging in the street. It was a long driveway into the woods, so car 15 had all trucks and personnel staged in the street. They had already one or two engines plus their personnel up in the scene. It was a quick knockdown. We were out of there in I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. And I'm not, which one was the Alltown?
The one right at the top of my drive, like top driveway at the bar.
Oh, yeah. That was
off the truck.
Thanksgiving. I want to say the gentleman fell asleep and I think came across the yellow line and clipped one of the cars. Again, that was a pretty easy, quick one. ASM got there almost as on time. Well, almost the same time that our guys did. So we basically just set up for a traffic pattern and waited for a wrecker.
We had that hit on fire too, that drill night.
Yep, that was last Monday.
Last Monday, yeah. That was kind of confined to one room.
Yeah, like, that was a bathroom.
Probably like an electrical.
Ceiling fan fire or bathroom.
It ain't over here. Okay. Beside that, budgets, no change in the budgets. Some new forms have come out from the town that I've got to change and fill in for the budget process for what, different to what we discussed the other day, our last monthly meeting with you folks. The monies aren't going to change. It's just a different way to put them in a form.
They got it here.
I'm sorry.
They got to do it every year.
This is something different. Yeah. And budgets are due for December 22nd. Yep, so we'll have those all in. As far as anything else, training, we just had one member have his last weekend at Firefighter One class out in Eastern Connecticut, Willimantic. He's pretty happy. January are his tests. He's got his practical coming up in another week and a half, or 2 weeks, I guess. Excuse me. And then a written test at the end of January. So hopefully they'll be finished with a Firefighter One. That'd be great. Got another member in Lebanon EMT class. Luckily, there's a small number of participants in that class, and it's going pretty well for him from what I heard talking to him yesterday. So that's all I've got. It's kind of a quiet month. Yep, except for Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So.
Hey, Chief,
Yes.
question on the budget. I was going back on some old notes, and I noticed 2 years ago you guys spent a lot of time kind of like with budgets, kind of like a the first budget and then like a contingent budget back, especially factoring in if we needed paid.
Right.
I know it's late in the game. I'm just wondering your thoughts. Like, I think back then, 2 years ago, it, like I said, a lot of work was done as far as kind of spelling out what it would cost. I mean, I've actually brought it here, but it's well thought out. All the work's been done, but at least it gives the town, it's kind of like, here, there's plan A and then there's plan B. My concern is, this strategic plan's not going to be done till the middle of the year. And I think the town maybe thinks there's a luxury of they can wait to that and then make some decisions. And I'm not so sure that's the case. And I just think, like I said, a lot of the work was done. I hate to, I know there's not a lot of time, but what's your thoughts? Like if we had it kind of what we did to what you did 2 years ago, where we had kind of like budget number one and budget number two factoring in, hey town, if we need some paid people during the day, it's like 120,000 more in the budget.
Oh, $220,000 more in the budget.
Yeah.
Figuring that. I think Bob, you bring up a good point, and you continue to bring that up, which I appreciate you following through on this. The strategic plan's been accepted by the town, the bidder. I have no other knowledge whether it's paperwork has been signed or whatever. I think realistically, I'm speaking to you, the fire commissioners, and myself, laid out the plan of what should be done going forward in a short term. If they don't follow that, it's going to be an interesting day. It was almost what it was for about a week and a half when your house was sold and you were gone for a while, and Pete was off in Georgia because we're a little short during the week, during the daytime, very short. You two gentlemen have carried us for a long time during the day, doing a fantastic job for us. But we're gonna rest on those laurels that we laid out 2 years ago. They know what it is. We've got some new selectmen in place. I don't have no idea who they are. Haven't had a face-to-face meeting with any of them. I think I'm gonna with a cold, I'm gonna stand back. But if the opportunity comes about, I'm more than happy to sit and talk to somebody Zoom or whatever, and educate them who we are and what we're gonna do. And this strategic plan, let it play itself out, Bob. Let's see what happens. It's going to be short. It's going to be tight, certain time.
It's not going to be done. Probably, probably not going to have an answer till
What's it? Yeah.
probably August or September. By the
Right.
time they really get
To
done,
study it.
and then you only got, you could be halfway through the year before they ever do anything. So,
So, but I just, yeah, it was all laid out. You guys spent a lot of time spelling out the costs, but it's just like, hey, town, plan B, just this is the impact of getting to pay or whatever the
yeah.
amount for the paid.
So when I get the opportunity to sit in front of the selectmen, probably in January, I don't think they set the date yet, but probably in January, these will be brought up. These points, talking points, will be brought up again because the strategic plan won't even have started by that time. As far as somebody making a phone call to say, "Oh yeah, your boat fire department, I got a paper on you, and I've got to follow through and see what you make a plan for you folks." We'll have that conversation coming up. And Bob and the rest of you in the room here, I hope you join us for that particular meeting with the budget.
6 months into next year's budget before anything would ever happen.
20 weeks.
Right. No, I'm saying from after, when they're done.
Oh, yeah.
And then by the time that and the town adopts it and everything else, you're talking 6, 7, 8 months minimum.
Next fall.
That's
Next
what they're probably going to rely on.
2027.
Right. And they're going to act surprised.
Well, that's why we got to bring it up again in January. Yep. Correct. And it needs, assistance from each one of you, other than just myself, and John up there talking about it. Yep. So, yep. I have an envelope, Bob, by the way. I was at the firehouse the other day. I took it out of my mailbox, and it's November letter from hometown, with all the individuals, package, that's got to be filed away. So I'll get that back to the firehouse and I'll get it for you so you can look at it. And then Pam can help you out, put it away, or you can help put it away, whatever.
No, hometown, right. There's as far as may need to reallocate money per one of what's his I forget his names, latest emails. But yeah, we can talk about that.
Here's a file right here.
Huh?
Here's the file right here that I took out of, got out of my office.
Gotcha. Okay.
November 3rd, Bob Langton, Bolton Fire Department. Participant statements that I've got to go in their mail in their individual files and the length of service award program. So,
Right.
all right.
Yeah.
Here, we'll get a few.
Okay. We don't have a fire marshal.
No, on this, as far as fire marshal, I'm not going to speak for him. I'm just going to make a statement that the fire that we had up on Lookout Landing, the assistant fire marshal, FM 234, Jimmy Quish came up and evaluated that fire, talked to the family, and wrote up a report. It did it very, very quickly, had it within a day. So, as far as what Bill did during the month, I don't have a report for you.
Okay. I guess we got old business.
I just wanted to make a comment about the Wreaths Across America ceremony, that it went very well. And I just want to thank everybody for their participation, and especially Chief Dixon and the department, who did a great job with the flag and the setup and the chairs and the all kinds of little logistics that made our day go very smoothly. So thank you for that, Chief.
We got a lot of nice comments on Facebook post that I put up for you. Not comments, but clicks, positives. You two ladies did a yeoman's work on that project. Took it underneath your wings and did an excellent job. You really did. I think
Excellent.
I got to get wall stretchers for next year because I think more people are going to show up. Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
I would just second that. I agree. That was a great job, excellent job. And Janet, I saw Kyle there. Do you know where he posts his pictures?
Well, he said he was going to send them to me, and then he said he was also going to post them on his Facebook page. I don't know if you guys follow anybody follows him, but he posts hundreds of pictures like a day. Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But he said that he was going to get them to me, and I don't know, I'll figure out somehow. Next year, one of our goals is to actually create a Facebook page just for Wreaths Across America Bolton so that we can post pictures. And then the Community Voice channel was also filming the entire thing. So I don't get the Community Voice channel. We have DirecTV, but they usually have a YouTube link that they send me so I can get that out to everybody.
And that would be good for the advertisement you did, Jan, on Facebook. That would be good to follow up with that same page, Everything Bolton or whatever, Wreaths Across America, and put some pictures and put that link on there. Yep.
Yeah,
Want to help me do that, Bruce?
Absolutely.
I think it just it come out excellent. And everybody who there said same thing. I didn't hear one complainer, other than a cold from some people, but.
Yes, and we were also able to place wreaths over at Coryville, which was nice. We plan on doing the same next year, hopefully. Knock on wood, we'll get some good sponsors this next year also.
Good. Excellent.
A lot of it.
Over 200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can do it.
Yep. Any other old business? Any new business?
Do the dates for
Yeah, you could
this.
do the dates for the next year. We have to turn them in. I think they should send them to us.
I did the dates and I just went with the fourth Monday. I don't know if you guys want to keep it the fourth Monday of every month or if you want to change anything. There's a couple of them that are the third Monday due to
Memorial
Memorial
Day.
Day and the budget.
She planned it out. That's good.
Looks fine to me. We have to make a motion on that to change it.
Janet, the December is the 14th, not the 15th.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess I was thinking of today.
Today. That's why I looked at that. I was like, wait, it falls on the same.
I'll make a motion to
Yeah, make a motion with that December change to set
accept this
2026.
change. Second.
Second.
All's in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I just have it. So would that have been adapted? Then I think that's about it. Get a motion to adjourn.
Think you're John, you're still in new business?
Yeah.
I just want to bring up, as Bob brought up before too, and a couple of you, the strategic plan is going to come out. And Jim Rupert's got to assign different people to this particular committee. And this is not just going to be a two-person committee. It's going to stretch out. It's going to include a number of the fire commissioners. In my point of view, anyway, they should be on there to have conversation along with fire department personnel like Matthew, et cetera. And some other townspeople. So these meetings go by very quickly. You come in at 7 o'clock. We have your correspondence. You have my report. You have Bill's report, and everybody goes home. It's going to be more involved than that coming forward. So I hope to call on make phone calls to you and say, hey, we're going to get involved now instead of just sitting in a meeting for 22 minutes and leaving. All right. So we got to get this commission working. That's a comment.
Any other business? Motion adjourned.
Motion.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays.
See you later. Matthew, give me a call, please.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
We're sent to the principal's office.
Yeah.
18 minutes today.
Whoa.